Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Wednesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Happy birthday!
Oh, you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Thank you. I was assuming all of you were in on this.
Yes.
Okay. Ike Reese and Iron Man.
Yeah, there he is.
Could have played a lot worse. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. No one, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody.
There he
thank
is. You. Happy birthday.
All right. Eagles chant.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you, boy. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The embarrassment continues. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we said we would do it now, and then we don't have anything else planned the rest of the show.
And if until we the did, top five.
Yeah. Oh,
until the top five. Exactly.
There
yes. No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Happy
appreciate
birthday,
it, Ike. Thank you.
There you go. So, and Ike told me when I came back, he was like, Ike's like, I want to work till 60. You got to give me 10 years. So, well, 9 years left.
We're going to count down every year. Okay. Yep,
all right.
Yep, we're in there.
You want to get Jack to holler at you? We interrupted.
Yeah, Jack, he's out, man. I said holler at you, boy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right. Happy birthday, Ike.
Okay.
It's as sentimental as it gets.
Yeah. You know me.
Yep. Yep.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Well, we do have a big show as always. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to talk to Larry Anderson. He'll join us at 3 o'clock to sort of do his. We haven't heard from LA since the end of the season, so a little postmortem on the Philly season with LA.
I think he likes it that way. By the way,
yes. We'll see if we can rile him up. Then at 3:30, we have the debut of a new segment here on the WIP Afternoon Show, our Flyers dedicated segment with Broads Flyers in 50.
Ah.
So that'll be at 3:30. Baldy joins us at 4 as he always does, and then the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, which took off last week because of the Phillies game. So it's going to be a very big show in honor of your birthday, of course. So we start, and I would like to start this with a sort of a neutral tone in that...
Neutral tone?
Well, here's what I mean.
Yeah.
So we have talked a lot about Coach Sirianni since Sunday.
Yes.
And most of the conversation has been pretty negative about him, not just as a coach, but as his behavior on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But this happened in the middle of the show yesterday. I wondered aloud as we were talking to Elliot, could he win the people back who are out on him? And I've been pretty neutral on Nick, which is not even my way. Mm-hmm. And I end up defending him because I think he gets blamed for a lot of things that are not his fault. However, the performance of the team has not been good in a while. And I just wonder, and I'm asking you, and mostly I'm asking you who are listening to the show, 215-592-9494, if Nick can win you back. If there's anything the team can do to, or anything Nick could do to win you back, to get you to believe again. Mm-hmm. What do you, now you've been a Nick guy.
I'm a Nick guy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, listen, and being a Nick guy puts you in a lot of difficult positions at times, yes, when having to defend sort of his standing as head coach here with the Eagles and whether or not they should continue forward with him. I think there's way more positives with Nick Sirianni than there are negatives. When you ask, can he win over or win back some of the fan base, I'll tell you yes in a simple answer. And in a simple solution, by winning games. You know, by winning games and not being a distraction. I think if he's that way as a head coach, and as simple as that sounds, that may be the most difficult part to get him to win over this fan base. A, because if the team doesn't play well, he's going to get blamed. And if they don't make the playoffs, he's not going to be here next year.
For sure.
So winning is something they have to do. But then the whole distraction part where he has to find that line where he can go up to the line and showing his emotion, showing passion, trying to infuse energy into his team, but not go over that line. That's going to always be something that's difficult for him to balance and juggle. But I think he can do it. He can do it because I think he wants to do it. If he was a coach who felt like, bleep, you guys don't appreciate what I've done here. Oh, well, you know, that's kind of what we got out of Doc Rivers.
Yes.
That guy could never win over the fan base because he didn't care about winning over the fan base. He was going to tell you how much you didn't know and you didn't understand and how much you should appreciate what they're doing. Nick Sirianni doesn't come off that way. He doesn't come off condescending. As a matter of fact, he may try too hard to please too many people, whether it's through his actions or through his words by saying too much or doing too much. So I don't see him as someone who belittles the fan base or who doesn't think they're important and what they think is important and how they feel is important. I just think he has sometimes a difficult way of showing everyone that he's right there with you. But ultimately, that's where he's at. His heart is in it. And I think this fan base, with that, will recognize that, and some will soften. You're going to have those that are out there that are never going to bend. Chuck is never going to bend on a Nick Sirianni. Jack is never going to bend on a Nick Sirianni, right? He's going to always have, like, nope, he's not the guy. Get him out of here. But I think there is a portion of the fan base that does like Nick. They find some of what he does sort of endearing, and I don't know if charming is the right word because he's not really a charmer, but I think he does try to endear himself to the fan base with things he says and things he does. So if the winning comes along, I think people will be willing to soften their stance on him and at least sort of embrace him. I don't know if they're ever going to love him or view him as one of these top five coaches in the league, but he'll be our coach.
215-592-9494. Can Nick Sirianni win you back? Can he get your faith in him? So I'll be honest, when I first heard Nick talk, and generally when I hear Nick talk, except for when he was on with us, I actually thought he was really thoughtful when he was on with us. I get the, oh my God, this guy's a dummy vibes. But I think I learned a lesson once with that. And I learned it with Doug Peterson. The reason that I think Nick Sirianni can win me over is because Doug won me over.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot like Doug, yeah.
And I don't, you know, it's very easy to say, well, it's because he won a Super Bowl. And that is clearly part of it.
Part of it, yeah.
It's clearly part of it. The winning is clearly part of it. But for me, what Nick has to do is that I'll take winning for sure. For sure they have to win games. I don't think they have to win the Super Bowl. For me, it's the thing that you mentioned most is like, do not, I think of Nick almost like an offensive lineman in that you never hear about the offensive lineman until they have a holding penalty or a false start or whatever. Mm-hmm. But most guards, especially guards, you don't hear a word about them until the end of the year when they're an all-pro or something or a Pro Bowl or when there's a contract.
Yep.
You only hear about them when something bad happens. So I think what Nick has to do is stop worrying about whether he gets public credit and start worrying
True.
About whether internally things are going the right way.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the mistakes he makes are well-intentioned mistakes publicly, but they go the wrong way. And the examples being, I think bringing his kids up was a well-intentioned mistake in the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I think jawing with the fans was to appease players, wasn't
right.
to appease him. He knows it's the wrong thing.
Right.
He's too busy chasing this guy, to your point, wants to appease everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes when he gives long answers, it's to appease the press.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he takes blame for a bad play call, or it is to appease his coaches. And all these things, he's trying to appease everybody. He's not appeasing anyone. He's making his coaches feel awkward, who can definitely stand it. He's disappointing the fans. He's making the media's job almost harder, who probably just want to write about football, not write about some meltdown. So for me, winning aside, I'm willing to buy that the guy, I've had enough players say, both publicly and when we've had him on the air,
mm-hmm.
I believe in this guy. I like him. I like his attitude. I like how he holds us accountable. So I'll take that. But I also need him to stop being a negative and making this a circus.
Yep.
Because we were critical of Jalen Hurts for giving bad answers about Nick, who was creating distractions that we didn't need, whether he likes Nick or he doesn't like Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Nick is creating distractions by trying to make every... So to win me over, that stuff's just got to go away. Because I was fine the first 2-3 weeks of the year when people were blaming him for things that weren't his fault,
saying
that's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jack, is there anything that Nick could do to win you over?
I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible, because I don't dislike Nick as a guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's unfair. But he's just not my style of coach. I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I don't like the showboating. I don't like the super big personality on the sideline. I'm an act like you've been there before guy. Yeah, I know that the whole thing in baseball now is like, express yourself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a act like you've been there before. He feels amateur hour to me. And he's always felt that way, even the Super Bowl year. So sure, can he win a Super Bowl? And great. Like if he wins
outside of that.
But no. And my biggest issue with Nick is I never feel like I have an advantage with him on the sidelines. I think that the players like him, but until they actually show that on the field with how much they respect Coach Sirianni, then I'll start believing more in that. But we haven't seen that for almost 2 years now. We haven't seen them, really go out and fight for their coach. Like, they just, every week, they don't look really ready to go. Outside of winning the Super Bowl, no. I'm out. Like, I view this whole thing almost as a waste. So I'm out on Nick Sirianni, and I don't think there's anything to do to win him back.
All right. Before we go to the phones, we do have next question returns today. Mm-hmm. Boy, we haven't done next question in a while, and we've got a great prize. So the prize for next question is a pair of tickets to the Flyers home opener against the Canucks.
Oh,
Saturday. For tickets, go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. You can see Meechkoff in person.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meech.
So, you call up with your sports point, but for next question, it's actually somebody else's birthday. It's Bryce Harper's birthday, who is Jack's...
That's a true goat.
That's a guy. That's your guy.
It's a man.
It's a guy.
Guy.
So...
You see that head of hair?
It's a great head of hair. And it's proof that you don't like showboaters, because Bryce would never...
Yeah, exactly.
He's a head down.
Yeah.
He brings his lunch pail to work.
Yep. So for me, well, actually, Ike, do you have, who's your guy?
Yeah, who's a guy?
Who's a guy?
Who's my guy?
Yeah,
who's a guy?
Come on, Ike, who's your guy?
I got a couple of guys that I like. I didn't know if I wanted to go with an athlete, an entertainer, an actor. But if I'm going for someone that I think, when I see him, I'm like,
He's a guy.
That's a man's man. I got to go Denzel.
But Denzel's a good guy.
Denzel, man.
Yep.
Now, I don't
know. That's a big answer.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Big answer on my birthday. I guess when you're acting, some of that has to be you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
unless you're one of those psycho method actors. And, like Christian Bale is a psycho.
Denzel's played a lot of characters.
Yep.
You know, but... I know people will be like, oh, you must like the guy from, what's the movie that he won the Oscar for? Training Day.
Training Day, right.
That's not one of my favorite Denzel roles, although it was a very good role.
Yeah.
I like some of Denzel's earlier roles where he was like the smooth guy, you know, Mo Better Blues.
Yes.
Yeah, you see that? Bleak when he was in Mo Better Blues.
Well, and he has a lot of different versions of the guy.
Yes.
Of the guy. So mine... is not really going to be the same as the way you're thinking about it.
Okay.
Is the guys that pop up into my head are a little bit different. I got a couple actors. I got a couple, musicians. For me, it's Elvis.
Is dead.
I don't care. He's still a guy.
He's a guy.
He lives forever.
He's the king.
He's the true king.
Oh, yeah. He's not one that makes their own nickname up.
Uh-oh. I just think Elvis was, to me... I like guys that are cool.
Yeah.
And when I saw Elvis on stage, I always say this. I was never an Elvis guy until I watched a concert. And I was just like, that dude has an entire arena of women waiting on his every single move.
I couldn't understand it.
He just
is it the suits? Is it the suits?
It was how he moved.
I mean,
it was he moved and the way he
wore a lot of onesies, man.
Yeah, well,
with rhinestones in them.
He made them work. I went through a onesie stage. Glittered up onesie stage.
He was sweaty too.
Yeah,
he was sweaty. Man, yeah.
Now that might have been drug infused, but
well, eventually, yeah. Yes. I think the two things that Elvis had that kept everybody in the palm of his hand. One, it was the way he moved, but the other, and you notice this from the concerts, is when he would sing, he would make every person in the crowd feel like he was looking right at them.
Oh, man.
It's cool, man.
And back then, I mean, listen, that was, we're talking about 60s, right? Elvis is 60s,
yeah,
60s,
yeah.
70s.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the hip thrusting stuff, that wasn't necessarily seen, so he was kind of a trendsetter with that.
Well, when he was on TV, they would only shoot him from the waist up because he was...
Oh, I know that.
I think it was it Ed Sullivan or whatever, but okay. they couldn't show the hips.
Because he liked to thrust a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, he did. He did like to thrust. So I'm picking Elvis. Elvis right up my alley.
I can't wait to hear your cool guy, your guy.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. So this might be a little different of an answer.
Yeah.
But when I think of like a guy,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
I think O.G. Wade.
Get out of here.
That's it, dude. O.G. Wade's a guy.
Oh, my God. Dude, are you serious?
Strong in his convictions.
You're picking O.G. Wade?
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Then I'm picking Justin.
I knew it was going to be something. Just,
yes.
Because I know him.
Ridiculous.
O.G. Wade.
All right. So.
What, did he threaten you?
No.
Jack's just mad he hasn't been invited to appear on the Knowledge Without College.
The Knowledge Without College podcast, man.
Yeah. All right. So for next question today, who's a guy?
I got a few more, too.
For a pair of tickets. Oh, are you going to give away everybody's guy throughout the show?
Denzel, who's next?
For tickets to see Fly.
I'll wait.
For tickets to the Flyers home opener. Remember, you can buy your tickets at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. All right. Back to Sirianni. Kenny, win you back. Leading us off. Big V, Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Hey, birthday boy, what's going on?
What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, Jackie Baseball.
Hey, Big V.
And the king of the, what did he say? The king of the...
Low lying fruit.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
There you go.
Mr. Two Media controlling the narrative. Yes, sir.
Two kings in one family. You and your dad.
All right.
Well, listen. First of all, let me say this. Nick can't win me back because I never left.
Ooh.
I always liked Nick. I like Nick because he's Nick. He's an individual. He's passionate. He understands football. He understands players. The problem is that a lot of people don't understand Nick. You got to let him be him. And people want to put him in this mold, the old, fat, overweight, used to play football coach. And that ain't Nick.
You know what I think some of the problem is? I think he's gotten away from, let's forget about screaming at the crowd or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think he's thinking too much about who he is instead of just being who he is.
Yeah.
You said you like him for who he is and let him be him. I think he is currently, because of all the noise, struggling to figure out what that even means anymore. You know?
I agree. And at some point, he gets so many people in his ear about what he's doing that he's getting away from who he is and conforming to what they think he should be. Case in point, if anybody I realized that this week who has had the same situation as Nick, it had to be you, Spike, yesterday with that caller.
Which is how?
Yeah.
Well, somebody had an opinion about you. You could not change that opinion about them. They believed that about you, and it got to the point where you lashed out and said, wait a minute, I created this show.
Yes.
No, he said, I made this show.
I made this show.
Sorry, that one's going to last.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your new drop. That's right up there next to This Is My Show.
Yeah, I knew it as soon as I said it. I just that was what that is actually. That was the moment where I was like, "Oh no, All right.
And that's the same thing Nick has been experiencing. He's been dealing with so many people up his behind about every little thing that he just reached his boiling point. And then we've got some people in broadcast, I'm not going to mention, that hammer, who's upset about Nick didn't apologize the way that he thinks he should apologize. Really? Come on.
Yeah, Joe can have, you know, I can understand being frustrated with how Nick acted on Sunday. And I think we all were. And if you already have this notion that you don't think the guy is a good coach, that almost, it just adds to what people already think. So, the big difference between me and Nick is that if I go off the rails on a caller, everybody's like, well, he's a sports talk host, whatever, you know, and they sort of move on. He's not supposed to be that way, you know? Right. And it's almost like I could, not that I want to yell at callers, but I couldn't do that when I was program director here. Right. But you know what I mean? So, and that's what Nick's job is now, is sort of being the boss of the whole organization. But
if I could interject something, Spike,
yep.
You and Nick also have another thing in common. It's the simple fact of your personalities. You're big personality people. And when you have that personality, people are going to love you or they're going to hate you. And there's no middle. No matter what you do, the people who love you are going to love you. And no matter what you do, the people who hate you are going to hate you.
Nah. See, this is where we draw the line. Okay. Okay. Nick and Spike as leaders are completely different. I mean, Spike was always in control. Like, you always felt like there was a steady ship. I don't feel like it's a steady ship with Nick as the head coach of this football team. Do we believe that?
Well, the comparison was not in Spike and Nick's.
Yeah, Spike, this talk show host, but you know,
personality.
Yeah. He's not leading this show. He's, you know, he's here.
Yeah.
Rod leads this show.
Well, yeah, and you know, just like
we don't
Nick,
need
Spike
separate meetings.
Ball,
we don't need
through,
other
you know,
meetings.
Talking here too.
Hey, Big V. Next question for the Flyers tickets. Who's a guy?
See, I'm like Ike. I got a lot of them.
Well, you got to pick one, man.
But see, in acting, it would be Samuel L. Jackson with that swagger.
That's a good one.
No, that's a good one.
Samuel Jackson is a good one. Has a bunch of different
kinds
of.
That's it, Big V. No. You get one, and that's it. Yeah. Don't start naming off in then different fields.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson's a great one.
It's a great one to go with. Yeah, you don't even need to add anybody.
And has a bunch of different ways of being the guy. Even I think we mentioned it once in Juice. I love Samuel L. Jackson in Juice. All he did was run the arcade.
Yeah,
but you could still tell he was that dude.
Yeah.
He was
exactly.
That dude.
He was that dude.
He was that
Juice,
dude in the neighborhood.
He was the dude in the neighborhood and knew everything.
Yep.
He knew what was going on before you did.
Yep.
Yeah, Samuel's is cool. That he is the definition of cool.
Yes, absolutely. So he's that guy. All right.
Plus I loved him in you know, he wore the Kango backwards in Jackie Brown.
Yes, he did.
With the little tail hanging out the
and
back.
That actually the Kango backwards became his look. I think
he started wearing it outside because he realized how people told him how good he looked
like,
in the movie.
Dude, you look good. It's like if my wife tells me a shirt looks good on me, I'm gonna wear that shirt constantly. I only need one compliment. That's all I need is one. Yeah. All right. So can Nick Sirianni win you back? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will hear from a former Eagles quarterback who takes us what it's like inside the NovaCare facility and what they think about the outside voices. We all thought this was a very interesting thing that we heard. So we will have that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.